DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
And welcome to Not Another Podcast. I'm Dan.
That was so worth it.
Are you sure you're Dan? Kind of sound like Elmo.
Well, I'm only Danny on the weekdays. Weekends is when I have all the fun.
Why does Elmo have a lisp?
I don't know.
Yes, this is Not Another Podcast. I am James, that's Danny, that's Bryce, and that's Samantha over there. And yesterday we had Elmo saying some of the foulest shit you can imagine, and it was glorious.
It was pretty wonderful.
Well, Elmo's a dirty motherfucker.
Right?
It was. You know what was really weird, though, was hearing him sing our songs?
Well... That's what you do, you know.
There's now kind of tentative plans to do a retrack of a song or two with Elmo singing just for shits and grins.
You mean generic puppet friend?
Kind of, yeah.
Yes, generic.
Exactly.
Yes.
Elroy.
Elroy, that's it.
Copyright.
But you know, it was something I was explaining to James. I used to do that voice for my niece when, my brother and everybody lived in the same house. Well, her Elmo doll had basically run out of battery, so I just did the best I could to mimic it. And she seemed to really, really like it. Like, nothing else would work, but when I put on that voice, it just seemed to work for her. And it's like, oh, okay.
Hi!
You know, it was easy win.
Now, I'd really like to know how Elroy feels about our current situation with our government.
Fuck him!
Elroy?
We're fucked. We are so totally fucked.
I was thinking that maybe we could use Elroy in a Menstrata radio drama at some point.
Again, Elroy?
Yeah.
Elroy.
We can't use the official name or we might get sued.
Oh, I was thinking like, okay, did I miss something? Who does Elroy Jetson's voice?
No, that's not one of my talents.
I interviewed the real Elmo, Kevin Clash, the original Elmo.
Nice.
When I was stationed in Korea, it was one in the. We had to get up and be in the studio at 1 a.m. so we could call New York, and so we did a phone interview with Elmo.
And did he say filthy shit to you?
No.
Do you want him to?
Elmo's perpetually 3.5 years old.
Not this one.
Yeah. Or is. And
this one's been around the street.
This Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Hey, do any of you guys get those damn robocalls that are essentially scammers?
All the fucking time.
Oh, your credit card debt can be settled by calling back this number kind of
or
shit?
The IRS one. Oh, that's the big one now.
Yeah, I've gotten that one before.
Mine's always push 1 to be taken off our call list. I'm like, motherfucker, I shouldn't be on your goddamn call list to begin with.
Right?
Yep.
Well, thanks to YouTube, I found out some interesting things and got a few really good ideas.
The fax machine out?
Apparently, people have started taking to recording their conversations with scammers, and I saw a couple really good ones.
Yep.
Number one was a cop.
Wah, wah.
This was the greatest. The cop called back and went through the whole spiel with this guy and finally just went, he wasn't doing anything that the guy was saying, and finally just went, well, maybe the problem is that I'm a cop. And you called a police station. Scammer hung up right away. But the best, the absolute best, was this guy It wasn't an IRS one. It was one of the Apple computer.
Oh, yeah.
They log on. They get you to share their screen.
Yeah, your login information has been corrupted or something.
This guy, well, there's two guys. The first one, this was so great. The first one didn't complete the trade over. So they basically get the share your computer thing. But before the scammer could do anything, the scammee went on and stole a bunch of the stuff off the guy's desktop. He got, like, the spreadsheet. He got his history. Oh. He got, like, this document that's listed all these calls he's made. He found out the phone software that the guy uses to send the robocalls and stuff. Got all this stuff and posted it up. It was so great. But even better, the video I saw right after that, the guy did the same thing, allowed the guy to get onto his computer, kept him on for like a half an hour while he uploaded a virus to the scammer's computer.
Eat shit.
And at the end of the video, the guy got like, what the fuck? Because his computer was shutting down on him.
Well deserved. Actually, I found out something kind of neat. If you want to stop the robocalls, I don't know if you guys screen your calls or not through your answering machines. But apparently, if you put an outgoing message on your home phone, that is the sounds of a fax machine dialing up. You know, like when you accidentally call a fax machine?
Yeah.
If you get that sound bite on your outgoing message, your number will automatically be removed from the list. Just by default, the bot has learned to pick up on that sound and know that it's called a fax number. And it just won't do it anymore. So if you put that on your outgoing message, the bot calls from that specific one will stop. It's kind of a neat little roundabout way to do things, but again, super annoying for your relatives who are calling you. It's like, God damn, I fucking hate this sound.
If you have, and I think it's only on iPhone right now. It might be on Android, but there's an app called RoboKiller. I think it's a monthly subscription, but basically you can have it automatically fuck with telemarketers.
Nice.
And you can record them. You never have to answer. It'll automatically route it through the app so your phone won't even ring. You'll just get a notification that you got a call on it and it recorded it. Nice. And people have a lot of fun with it.
See, I've been watching a lot of these videos lately where people are kind of fighting back scammers, and the IRS one, I'm kind of waiting for my next call because I might actually do this. I was watching how the scam works and everything, and essentially they use scare tactics.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, hey, you owe this much, and we're gonna send people out in 45 minutes, and blah blah blah, and
yeah,
all this stuff.
Bullshit.
So as I was watching it, I thought to myself, what would be really interesting is to, because they send the robocall, you have to call back. So I would call back and go through the whole gist of it until they said, we're going to send, you know, police out to you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, that'll be really interesting since the sheriff is sitting right across from me. Hey, Captain, you got a warrant out for me? You weren't going to tell me?
Yeah, and for all the people listening to the show, the one person listening, just know that the IRS will never, ever, 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 ever contact you through the phone. They will always send a notice through the mail.
They always send a letter, and then you call the number that they give you.
Exactly. So just know that for all the peoples out there who may not know it, spread the knowledge, yo.
Also, just don't give any of your personal information.
Yeah, over the phone is no better than over the internet.
If you think it's a scam, hang up and find the legitimate number for whatever the service is.
Or just Google the number.
Apple is not going to call you if you have a computer problem.
Yep.
You call them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. They're not monitoring your computer.
They're not proactive on your shit.
Yeah.
90% of what's out there that you get calls for is a scam. Mm-hmm. So just be aware. Don't give your personal information. If you even question whatever it is, hang up, do the research, call the legitimate source.
And again, Google the number. Most of the time, 9 times out of 10, if you Google a number that called you, it will come up as, you know, this motherfucker keeps calling me. I cannot believe the bullshit that I can't get these guys to stop calling me. It's all bullshit. I hate these guys. You will see a list of shit that says, do not trust it.
And understand, too, that a lot of the numbers get routed. Like, there's a central place and wherever the scam is, but they route it through different places. So it could end up being, like, a number, like, from a town in your state.
Right.
I get them all the time from Oregon, and they're not from Oregon.
Exactly.
So
you want to know who else is really bad? The fucking Red Cross.
Well... Yeah.
I haven't heard that one.
To be fair, the Red Cross had my number for good reasons for like 3 years, but now they just don't stop calling.
Why is the Red Cross scamming you, Bryce?
Dude, seriously.
They're not scamming. They just don't fucking stop calling. I finally got them to stop calling me because there's a form on their website where you can actually request them to take it off, and they actually take it out of their database there.
Well, at least they stop calling if you fill out the form.
But they're beggars.
Yeah.
They're inherent beggars.
But they hide
beggars.
The form. It's
Look,
really
it's a vampire thing. You let them have a taste.
They want more.
They want more.
Yeah.
Well, that happens with a group out here called the Kidney Foundation. I don't, you know, they, you donate to them.
I only have
food,
two.
Clothes, whatever have you. And not kidneys, but.
I was going to say, so, Sam.
You sound a little loogie today.
What have you done to yourself?
Look, I needed money fast, okay? Rent was due.
I figured I had another one, but that was last time, so now I'm out.
I am so fucked.
My skin is turning yellow. I have no idea what's happening. So they call. I mean, they only call once a month, but it's always, hey, you know, do you have anything to donate? And they always leave a voicemail if you don't answer. And they are very nice, but it's like, okay, I will call you. Like, just stop.
Fuck off.
And the thing is, like, I completely understand, like, they're just doing their job.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
The people who are legitimately doing the job,
yeah,
they
like
may not
those,
like it. They don't like bugging people, but
the
there's
likelihood
people
is
in need, and
job.
Those are the people that are trying to help the people in need. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, people aren't just going to donate shit, you know? But
too
if,
true.
You know, you get a call and, hey, I've got this whole pile of stuff going to Goodwill.
Fuck it.
But the Kidney Foundation calls. Maybe I'll send it their way.
I like the people who are like, if you have anything, just leave it outside. We'll pick it up. It's like,
that's what the Kidney Foundation
win.
Does. So that's
and meth addicts. So that works out.
Again, it's free shit. You know, just get it out on the sidewalk anyway. I'm sure it'll be gone sooner rather than later. Anyway, but still.
Yeah. So, but yes, for a while I was getting scam calls and I was actually answering agent... whatever the name was, FBI.
See, I just been
boy, that stopped calls.
I've just been answering as dead artists, like Francisco de Goya. Yes?
What's up? You got two pucks.
What's happening? I haven't gone Van Gogh yet because I don't really like him, but, you know, whatever.
This is Van Gogh. You have to speak up.
Van Gogh.
Can you speak up?
I think I need to try the other ear. I have a problem with these ones. But yeah, no, it's I do that shit all the time because it's fun to kind of just play with them.
For a while, my wife was answering my phone, and she was answering as the hotel she works at. And
nice.
People would hang up because no one wants to talk to a business.
Well, yeah.
You know, if they think it's a business line, they're not going to get anything.
Exactly.
But
which is smart because, honestly, I
should answer as an abortion clinic. That would probably scare them away. Planned Parenthood.
Dance and dance, meats and tans. What can I cut for you today?
Yep.
You guys want some really good news?
I would love some good news. What do you got, Bryce?
Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook, YouTube, and his podcast has been taken off the search for Apple and Spotify.
I heard about you.
See, that's only sort of good news to me. I would appreciate it if that guy was, like, taken out into the street and stoned.
Yeah,
that's
that
more
lucky.
Good
now
news
that he doesn't
to me.
Have YouTube, he virtually has no income, which is amazing.
Now, see, the thing is someone's going to pick him up.
Yeah.
Because he's a ratings generator.
Yeah.
And knowing the industry like I do, he'll be out of work maybe a month, maybe, before someone picks him up.
It's all right. Yeah. His wife's taking the rest of his money, so.
Well, so silver lining. All right.
Come up it.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
But still, he will have a much smaller reach.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because he's a horrible human.
It really, really depends.
I mean, lizard person.
And I hate to be devil's advocate and naysayer here. But guys like that, like Rush Limbaugh before he kind of tamed down.
They have a fan base.
They have a fan base, but more than that, he's a ratings and a money generator.
Uh-huh.
Someone's going to pick him up. His empire's crumbled, but it isn't to the point that it's just dust in the wind.
Yeah, the foundation has not
fallen.
It
was getting pretty bad, though, because he had like all his advertisers pull out, which is pretty much all of his money.
But there's still others, and he'll shill. Yeah. I mean, he will fucking shill. He doesn't give a shit.
It sucks because
horrible
people will always have a following. And as much as, just like what James is saying, you know, as much as his shit is ruined right now, he'll keep at it and he'll keep being a terrible human being, and the people who agree with him will still float him.
And see, here, there's another problem with that, too. Guys like that give legitimate journalists a bad name. Mm-hmm. It's guys like that, people like that, who feed the trolls, like Trump, who has started this whole movement about fake news and fake disgusting news and all that shit. And guys like me and people who are in the trenches finding the facts, trying to get the truth out to the masses, because that's their right in this country to know the truth.
Yeah.
Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, you like it or not, the truth is the truth.
Right.
And people, legitimate journalists, are out there trying to slog through all this crap and present the truth. And now we're in this moment in time where it's really scary. Like, I saw over the weekend, C-SPAN ran a story that some CNN reporters were threatened live on Fox News. Guy called into a Fox News thing and basically called out Brian something or other and Don Lemon and said that they started the war on media by claiming all Trump supporters were racist, which is completely untrue. Thank you. Basically said if he sees them, he's going to shoot them. That mentality, that's just one person, but that mentality is growing to the point where I am now fearful to leave work.
It's running rampant.
This is our next civil war. We're on the cusp of another civil war. But it's not going to be fought over slavery and human rights. It's going to be fought over fake news and what is truth.
Well,
and we've been advocates on this show for any sort of news story that you see, any meme or anything like that.
Research.
Look it up. Research. Find out the truth for yourself. Agree with it or don't, but don't blindly follow and repost shit you see just because it agrees with your sensibilities.
Current sense of mind, yeah.
Back check.
Exactly.
It would be helpful, but again,
we are far too lazy in this country.
Oh, yes.
And it's causing problems, and it allows twisted people like Trump to get into office. And it's splitting this country so badly that we had protests for like the most abominable human being who's running for Senate in Washington State held a rally in Oregon. Oregon voters can't vote in the Washington elections. So he basically came down here and held a rally to start shit. That's what he came down here for. No other reason. And it worked because there was a couple small riots this past weekend.
It's distressing. I mean, in and of itself, we've come to an age of information overload meets absolute laziness. A strong desire to be right overrules the desire to know the truth of the facts, or even the dirty side of things. You know, it's like, you know, the nice thing about, like, fiction, for instance, when you read a book, it's all there in front of you. The connotations you take out of it are what you take out of it, but the simple fact is that's what it is, down in black and white. They go somewhere, they do something, and that's the end of it, right? Well, nowadays, we read news like we read books. We just read that first page and, oh, well, that's it. That's all there is. It's right there in black and white. It's the only thing there needs to be. And unfortunately, that's the wrong mentality to have when you're addressing a situation that potentially could, you know, put people at odds with one another over an opinion.
I'll give you a fine example I saw today. And I'm not going to call the person out. I'm not sure if he listens to the show. But I really wanted to because I know the guy personally and think he's a smart stand-up guy. Conservative. That's fine. He's kind of a country boy. Again, totally fine.
That's okay.
But I think he's a smart guy. But then he posted up something that I'm not sure if it was true or not, but it didn't sit well with me, and I unfortunately did not have time to look it up myself. But it basically said that it listed all these news outlets and how much time they covered the remains of American soldiers coming back from North Korea.
Right.
It didn't sit right with me because it said, like, CNN 0 seconds.
Okay.
And, like, all these other, like, you know, right. they gave, like, almost no time. And it didn't sit right with me because that's a pretty big news story.
Yeah.
So my first response, and I did not send this, which is probably smart on my part, but my first response was, are you sure this is right? Did you watch all these networks and their affiliates, or are you just pushing someone else's agenda?
Repost.
So I just Googled it, and
I was Googling it too. Okay, go.
The first one is obviously Fox because they fucking are all over that. USA Today is the next one. CNN is the third one. Washington Post is fifth. CBS is sixth. New York Times is seventh. ABC is eight. So yeah, that's definitely not true.
And again, it's.
And the first thing I look at when I see these memes or these articles, where does it come from?
Oh, as soon as I see a meme, I automatically figure it's untrue until I can verify otherwise. Memes are not news.
Yeah. And that was going to be my point.
Yep.
Even more to Danny's point where it's like they'll just read the headline and it's in black and white.
That's it.
It's gotten even worse because now we look at a picture, a meme,
yeah,
and
we
just
use,
assume that that's
most
news.
Most people use Facebook, Facebook for
no,
their
I like
news
Facebook. I think we're going to call it Facebook.
I don't know. We've covered this numbers of times where it's saddening and terrifying all at the same time, the lack of participation in truly trying to understand one's environment.
Well, and it goes to a further degree in that while we are very much a podcast and we are very much a comedic podcast, most of our stuff is just for fun and to make you laugh. But we do have listeners. We joke all the time that we have one listener. But the fact is that we have a lot of listeners around the world.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
I don't know how people stumble on this. I apologize for it.
We've already apologized for this, and they should know better by now.
We do this because we enjoy getting together, sharing our thoughts, having conversations, making each other laugh, and hopefully making someone else that we don't know laugh.
Right.
But there is a point on this show, we do it often, where we break down, we have serious discussions like this, and people actually take news from us. As scary as that is.
Don't
do
it.
That's exactly the point. Okay, so that's a wonderful thing to say, because if this little podcast with a bunch of comedians and goofballs can fact check something real time as talking about it, then anyone can do it and get correct information. Like, are you kidding me?
Right.
And that's why. That is why it is so important to me, and we've said when we started this whole campaign, what was it, Bryce? 2016, we kind of started this whole fact check.
Yeah.
Anything you hear on this show, we are going to look into because we don't want to present half-truths.
But even more so to the point, I would advise anybody who does listen to this show, check it for yourself.
Exactly. Don't take our word for it.
And I always try to say, if I'm not sure about the source or the factuality, I try and make that very evident.
Right.
I don't know for sure.
The thing is we kind of rely on Bryce because he's quicker with the Googles than the rest of us.
He's got tricky slippy
fingers. I'm better
fingers
at the internet.
I know it sounds like I'm kissing his ass, but the truth is Bryce is one of those guys that if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, Bryce doesn't say a lot because he's listening. He's taking in. And when we start talking about a topic, mm-hmm. he immediately is on his phone or his laptop looking it up so he can verify.
Right. He's our fact checker.
That's just kind of the role he's taken for himself, and he does it beautifully. So thank you, Bryce, for doing that, because you make us legitimate than we probably should be.
Or, you know, have any credit to gloat about.
But if Bryce can do it, anyone can do it. Information is at your fingertips. I always say, if you find a story,
way to make him feel special and then tear him back down.
And try and find, at least five sources that are...
Check the dates, too. Check when articles are published. Yeah.
That's
Most websites have them on them, and if not, Google usually has a date that they were posted
right
next to it when you Google it.
Here's another thing I'll recommend. If you find a story, try to go as local as possible for that news source. If the story is based in Madison, Wisconsin, go to the local Madison, Wisconsin news outlets.
Yep.
And if it's there...
Snopes is another really good source to use.
So... In this day and age, there is no reason for laziness when it comes to finding out the truth behind whatever story.
Yeah,
even if you don't like the truth,
right?
It's the truth. There's no such thing as alternate facts. There's no such thing as there's such a thing as fake news.
Well, and there also is such a thing as half truths, and that's something that also needs to be taken into consideration. A lot of the media outlets that people do find information from will only be giving you half of the story. Half of the story they think that's going to sell, or half of the story they think is important. And for that reason, it's why it's important to go for more sources to build a much more complete picture of what you're talking about. In this day and age, if we allow ourselves to get, you know, emotional and, you know, pissed off about something that's going on in the country, that's okay. But do yourself and do everybody else that you're ever going to talk to a favor and just... make sure you're coming at it from the most enlightened point of view.
It really is okay to be angry.
Oh, yeah.
When you see something that you disagree with.
But take that as a trigger marker.
But
that
take a moment before you react.
Yeah.
Seriously, take a moment. I've stopped myself so many times in the past month from just hammering on stuff that I see on my Facebook feed, because I have to stop and go, A...
How important
this relationship is.
Well, that
this friendship. How well do I know this person? Do I want to drive a wedge there?
That's fair.
That's always my first. Second, how bad is this meme or article or whatever that I feel that I need to react to it?
Aye.
Those are two questions I always ask myself.
And the questions I always ask myself is the level of importance. Now, it's like if I see a... like any kind of post from somebody that I see on a daily basis, and I'm just not really tickled by what they have to say, just out of sheer principle, it usually seems off or wrong in some way, shape, or form by my mind's eye. What I'll do is, if it bugs me enough, I'll look into it as much as humanly possible, and then once I've come to the determination whether or not my initial feelings were correct or not, most of the time I'll just let it go, because I'll see them and I'll maybe strike up a conversation with them, and I'll address it from a point of knowledge. I don't need to spew forth venom on social media, because honestly, when it comes right down to it, nobody fucking cares.
Well,
a lot of people will not remember what they said 6 years from now on a social media post. Maybe they will. Maybe it's something that they hold their values so hard to that I'm not really sure why we're friends after 6 years of them being that way. But at the same time, it's like, you know, most people, when they fly off from the seat of their pants and just react to things that piss them off, it's like, I don't know how important it is for me to really dig it into them how wrong they are. It's like, it's not that important to me to be right in the respects I just learned. Fire.
I have two questions for all of you guys. So, first one is, and this is just like a little round robin thing, because I think it's interesting.
Blue.
Is what's the last topic or two that you did get involved in? It doesn't have to be political, but like, what's the last topic or so that you did jump into the conversation on?
I can tell you, I'll jump into this, and it actually caused a divide in my family, and I've talked about it on the show, gun control, both times.
Yeah. And for me, I think the last conversation that I jumped into was right around the time where people were really getting on their horse about how horrible all police officers are all over the world, everywhere, all the time. I jumped into a conversation with one of my old friends about that, and it's like you realize that saying stuff like this is not being helpful in any way, shape, or form, as you are not even considering the opposition. You're only seeing the negative, and that's the venom
you're spewing.
You're
perpetuating the anger and the negativity.
And that was the last conversation I got involved in, and oh my god, did I get shit on by every one of her friends. It's like, well, proof positive why I don't usually fucking do this.
Oh, I got nailed with my gun control thing because I posted up the Time magazine cover of the Parkland survivors and now activists with a statement saying that this is the reason I have hope for this country. It had nothing to do with the fact that it was about gun control. It was the fact that these young people had essentially forcibly...
They're taking a stand.
...had their eyes open to the political system. Mm-hmm. And they've done their due diligence and researched. They've looked into how much money political candidates are getting from the NRA, when and how.
And they're trying to do the best they can with what they have available to them to make them move towards something better.
They're doing what I've advocated, and that's doing their research.
Right.
Whatever their opinions are, that's on them, but they're going to vote. They're going to vote their heart.
Right.
And that, to me, gives me hope for this country.
All right, Bryce, how about you?
Bryce, this was a while back. It wasn't really a big one, but someone had posted an article that was like, I don't know, 2006 or 7, that this was within the last like year, but it was an article from like 2006 or 7 that was basically saying Starbucks was banning military members or was anti-military.
Oh, that one pops up every so often, yeah.
Yep, so I pulled up the old Google and fucking snoped it, and within like 2 minutes found an article saying, yeah, it was just this one guy who was overreacting to something that's a nothing burger. So fucking posted that up there and said, I don't think this article is quite correct. Link done. And luckily that was it.
Right. And sometimes that's all it takes.
I got lucky with that one.
The last ones that I got involved in was one was thrust upon me, which was the troll.
I love the troll. Mining, yeah.
That asshole.
Yeah.
That story was great.
Like troll in that. I'm a troll in looks and in attitude, and I was like, fuck you.
So, sexiest troll ever.
Yeah. Dude, that was fucked up, and it was all day long affair. So, and the other one that I did jump in on was the discussion around Zack Snyder's outfits for the Amazons versus Patty Jenkins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know this one, but
I'm gonna be honest, either.
The Zack Justice Snyder League versus Wonder Woman movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Zack Snyder's outfits, of course, being more scantily clad,
more revealing.
For your women, why would they be wearing this versus, you know, Patty Jenkins, who was more covered and more armor-like.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I get where they're coming from, but at the same time, it's a movie.
Well, I guess, if political or not, those are just the last two things I jumped in
on. Fair enough.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Shut up, James.
I was going to go into my second question, but if you have something
to add, please, okay. Well, really quick, let me just make this point. And we've talked about it on the show endless times. I don't mind getting pulled into those discussions as long as there's respect on both sides.
Yeah, don't be an asshole and say, fuck you. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
All the last ones I've gotten to have completely devolved into name-calling. And when it got to that point, I'm just like, I'm out. You clearly don't want to have this discussion.
Well, and those people that do stuff like that, it's best to just say, you know what, never mind. Because you're not going to get through to them on any level.
And most unfortunately, that grudge, now that my family member has, because of that conversation, has poured into other things.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm done.
Walk away, man.
I hate that it happens because I love my family, but I don't need that in my life.
Right. That's the way they got
to
do it.
If they're going to hold on to that crap,
I've learned to be very selective who I push back against, because I know there's some people. Luckily, I don't have many people that I wholeheartedly disagree with, at least on Facebook. But
I'm
very careful who I push back on, because some of them I know it will get nowhere.
Right.
Well, see, I was unfortunately under the misguided delusion that the person I was having a conversation was smarter and was open to opinions.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But,
and unfortunately, sometimes if you really want to get your point across, it's really sad, but you almost have to treat some discussions with, like, heavily padded kid gloves. And the respects I've come to notice, it's like, if you want to get something through to someone who is so adamantly strong-headed about something, it's best to almost stroke their ego for the first couple of sentences, then build up your case against it, and then do that again over and over again. To the point where
compliment
they start
sandwich.
Exactly, yeah, and it sucks that we should have to do that. We can't just say, "Dude, do your fucking research. Don't be a retard." Oh, well, you know, and it gets bad from that point. But if you treat it gently, sometimes you might actually be able to get through to them. But honestly, that's why a lot of the times I just don't even try.
And see, that
it's
was
so much fucking.
My
effort.
Goal was not to change the mind,
right?
Well, because I knew their past, I knew where they were coming from, and everything. But all the stuff that they were spewing was. Clearly, like, I could tell you the source
but I like
that he got his information from.
Right, but again, I like the notion of giving somebody the opportunity to see it from a different point of view without feeling like they've lost anything.
And the thing is like, he was sending me stuff to read, and I was like, okay, I'm going to read it because I want to understand your point of view.
Oh, I remember this conversation.
But before I could get to it, the insult started flying, and I was like, no, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste my time on what is... clearly bullshit from, you know, a propaganda spewing machine, if this is just going to devolve into name calling.
Right.
I'm out.
Well, any case, though, Sam,
but if you're
going
to have a conversation and respect each other's point of views, I'm down.
Right.
Samantha, second question.
A fun little anecdote to piggyback off of that before my other question.
Okay.
So I was dating a psychopath for a very long time.
Which one?
Was it Olive Loaf?
No.
Was it Goiter?
Goiter.
I don't think they have... I just know him as the evil one. I don't know if I've ever...
I know the evil one.
He who shall not be named.
Yeah, the evil one.
I know the evil one because we share a name.
Yes, that's the one.
I'm the good one.
So, I... it was around the time of, you know, the 2012 elections are ramping up and stuff, and McCain had just announced that
he had a goiter.
Big one.
Not Pelosi, the other one. What's her name?
Palin,
thank you. That Sarah Palin, he had just announced, like, his running mate, Sarah Palin, and we all know that she's an idiot.
Russia's backdoor neighbor.
The box. Huh?
Russia's backdoor neighbor.
I can see him from my backyard, eh?
I can see him from my helicopter.
I see him when I'm on my snowmobile.
Yeah.
So, the evil one wanted, he wanted to vote for McCain because of Palin. He's like, oh, I like Palin. I was like, okay, well, why?
Yeah, because she's hot.
She's very pretty. And I was like, well,
at the time, she was smoking hot when she came out.
Yeah.
And then she opened her mouth, and everyone was like, she's hot. Oh, she's boner dumb.
Death. She ruined it.
Just boner death.
Did not secure that female vote. So,
and half the male vote.
So anyway, so the evil one, wait, let me get through. So the evil one, he doesn't have opinions. He'll take on the opinion of the more controversial side just so he can sound like he's smart. But he does no research and has no backup facts or reason as to why he likes something. Like, I asked him once why he uses Zune over Apple when the iPods were, you know, before the iPhone started coming out. And he was like, well, Apple just sucks. And I'm like, do you have anything backing up that claim? Like, it drove me nuts. But that's the only reason.
I can feel the ire coming through the microphone.
But that's the only reason he wanted to vote for McCain and Palin was because that was the controversial pick. He had done no research. Don't even think he knew that she was from Alaska. So I was trying to have a conversation with him. I didn't get pissy. I was just like, okay, well, I've read that she's not that bright. I mean, I really wouldn't want to vote for her. What have you read? Like, what? Tell me why. He's like, well, I just want to. I'm not going to talk to you about it. And I was like, well, maybe you can teach me something that I don't know, because she doesn't even know that Africa is a continent.
I just want to vote for her, so maybe one day I can meet her and say I voted for her, and then I can bone her.
Totally, dude. And
he
probably had better luck with her daughter.
And then he
everyone's had the daughter.
Attitude up to 10. We were at a restaurant, and he told me that he was going to leave me there if I continued the topic.
Jesus, what an asshole.
Yeah, and that's just a little small amuse-bouche of the evil one. So
what a raging cocksucker.
Yeah, I was like, this is a super healthy relationship.
This reminds me, we need to sit down and have more Samantha dating stories, because your dating life is extraordinary.
Elmo doesn't judge you.
Oh, thanks, Elmo.
That's because Elmo wants to bone you.
My dating life's pretty horrendous. So my second question is, are there any journalists that you default to, that you feel in your heart of hearts is always going to tell you the truth?
I don't know if I have a specific journalist. I usually default to CNN or BBC.
I was going to say Alex Jones, but he's kind of fallen.
He's a false prophet.
Up until today, I would say, yeah, Alex. No, you know, honestly, I don't. I'm kind of like Bryce. I have a few sources I go to, but CNN being one, because they, despite a lot of their reputation lately, they really try and do a good job as far as fair and balanced.
All right.
BBC is a good source, because they're foreign and they don't really have a horse in the race.
They have stakes in the game, yeah.
But, yeah, like I said earlier, if I know where the story's coming from, I try and go to the most local source.
I get all my news from Trevor Noah. You know, that's it.
John Oliver.
John Oliver.
And here's
John Oliver, Trevor Noah, Stephen Colbert, and Seth Meyers.
You know, here's the thing, though. Those four that Samantha just mentioned are probably the most legitimate news sources out there right now.
Well, to be honest with you.
And that's kind of a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, no shit. When comedians are telling the news cleaner than news.
But here's the thing, and I think here's why people kind of go to sources, as weird as it is, like us. Because getting the facts in a comedic and easy-to-digest manner.
Right.
It Which is why it's really important for people like us
to fact check,
to do our due diligence and get to the actual meat and potatoes of the story before we present it. Because
as weird as it is
to say this, we are kind of a legitimate news source
and
in this day
and
age.
Our last listener. Thank you so much. It's been fun.
They're
been
fucking
real
anti-Trump
enjoy.
And I can't stand them.
Fuck these guys. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you know, it's one of the things I do like getting information from them, just out of sheer principle that they do present it in a much easier to digest way. And,
they do.
You know, when you look at news sources like Al Jazeera, another not terrible news source, really. BBC, definitely a good one. But it's these sources, if you're not really paying attention, shit kind of falls into background noise.
Yeah.
It even though they're trying to be as sensationalist as possible on like local news and shit like that, it kind of hums into the background too, and you almost stop giving a shit at some point.
See, and here's the thing too. There is a serious war going on between Fox and CNN.
Oh yeah.
Fox is definitely a conservative news channel, and all of their news stories are spun conservatively.
Right.
As a result, not a lot of truth gets in their stories.
Right. They're kind
That's just the way it is. I'm
right,
sorry.
But they're pushing their mentality
the
onto
the problem
their
is
viewers.
Fox has some really good journalists.
Mm-hmm.
Like two of them.
And they're not getting... No, I'm not even talking about like...
The ones just quit.
I'm not talking about the talking heads. I'm talking about the people doing the research.
Yeah.
The grunts. Those guys, they're paying their dues. One day they're going to be in a place where they can really do some good, but right now they're fucking selling their soul to the devil, as it were. I got a real problem with Fox News because they're not even hiding the fact that they're a conservative news station. And that's fine.
To some degree, yeah, that's
But
that's
the fact
a part
that they
the
don't come out and say, hey, we're leaning this way.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even that. I think the problem is that they don't even hide the fact anymore that they talk directly to Trump.
No, and the thing is, too,
it's
not like...
It's a matter of being conservative. It's a matter of he listens to us, so we can make policy right here from our from our little half-round couch, or Hannity can make policy and spit it into his ear, and Trump's gonna regurgitate it.
Well, and the other thing, too, is I can't trust a news source that is so mired with corrupt stories.
Yes.
How many of their anchors have been accused of sexual harassment? Their head had to step down and is now advising the president.
Yep.
So not only do they fail, but they fail up.
Well, that's unfortunately the nature of a lot of business right now. It
really is. It's a sad state of affairs.
It is. But at the same time, you know, that's why I think shows like this are important, because if we can get somebody to listen to us and even just take that second and go, huh, just that little bit, just huh,
and we're...
it puts them on a path of a different thought process that they might not have been on. It might not go anywhere, but it's nice to have that itty-bitty little huh.
And keep in mind that we're just 4 or 5 when Jim's with us, nobodies.
Yeah.
We're just average people.
I'm Joe fuck off nobody.
Hardworking really Americans. We just...
The only people
There's
who know
no
who
way
I am
to say
this
without sounding a little condescending. We're just a little smarter than the average person. I'm sorry. It really is condescending, but the thing is it isn't that we're book smart. We're smarter with books or anything like that. We're just smarter intuitively. We know that when we see something, it's not necessarily correct, and we're willing to take the time and educate ourselves.
I would say that we're not necessarily smarter. We just have a level of perception that allows us to question what is put in front of us.
That is much better than how I said it. Thank you.
It is, but it essentially boils down to that means we're a little smarter.
We have a different way of looking at things. Being able to perceive something in a different light does not necessarily designate intelligence. It just means that your perceptions are open to interpretation. You're more willing to analyze yourself as well as your beliefs and your thoughts before putting them out to other people. Some people don't have that filter. They're highly intelligent as far as math or any other form of education, but they don't have a cognitive filter to allow them to self-analyze what they think and what they feel and what is put in front of them. And that,
shorthand
again,
being that we are essentially smarter.
Fine. Blow yourself for fuck's sake. You're all goddamn geniuses.
Dan, you're describing how you get there. James is talking about the end result.
I guess.
So you guys are, one flows into the other.
I guess.
We're all saying the same thing, and that's not another podcast. Just smarter than you.
Well, it's been nice knowing y'all.
Next week we'll be talking to nobody.
Not a single motherfucker but each other.
No, here's the thing. I'll give you a prime example. I watched The View.
You poor bastard.
It's actually a lot more enlightening than it sounds.
Sounds so boring.
They're very opinionated, but the one that stands out to me is Meghan McCain. Very Republican, very conservative. Intelligent woman.
All right.
I have never heard someone as intelligent as she is sound so stupid. Her facts are skewed, often very wrong, and when she gets called out on it, she does something that Samantha and I are very familiar with, starts talking circles.
Yep. Just kind of locks it in.
Spewing the same stuff over and over again because that's all she has.
If you repeat it long enough, it will be true.
And she does not take the time to fact check her own facts.
Which is
and
sad.
I've seen shows analyze her stuff. I just saw one recently where she was talking about socialism.
I was going to – I saw that clip too, and I was like – I was at work, and I was like,
Meghan McCain doesn't understand that the stuff that she's so afraid of, we've already had in this country back in the 1950s and 60s. If you go to any library and look, you can find out.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have to go to a library. There's something called the interweb that you can jump on, and there's this thing that you can type in.
Smart
I think it's
box.
Called the giggle.
It's a smart box.
You can giggle it.
I just fact-checked it. It's called the internet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for correcting me.
Well, fuck me. I'm the asshole.
So, yeah, it's we're in a really weird place in this country right now. No. Not just in this country, but in this whole world. Our
this
entire society
is
kind of hovering in the internet, and it's a very dangerous thing now. It didn't used to be, but it's become the source of all knowledge, apparently. And unfortunately, most people are using it for...
skewed or opinionated knowledge.
Yeah, not using it properly.
But that, you know...
is a real shame.
It is a shame, but at the same time, that's kind of the essence of what we're supposed to be doing. If you want to be a fucking dumbass, well, this country is where you got to be. And if you actually want to take the time to educate yourself in any field of any kind, the internet is a great tool for that. I mean, for fuck's sake, I mean, building my guitars right now, I use YouTube like a fucking Bible. I follow it. I have videos that teach me all different new techniques, all different new things. You know how much a class in luthering skill is just to take and not even actually get to build anything? Just learning theory? It's fucking ridiculous. But I can go on the internet and watch these assholes do it step by step by step, and it's like, oh, fuck, I can do all this stuff. Cool. And I understand why I'm doing it and why it's important to make sure you have certain grit of sandpaper before you get to your primer or before you do your sanding sealer or before you do all this shit.
If only you'd known that before you finished your last guitar.
That's okay. I get to go back and refinish it. But it's still, it's... I've learned so much because of the internet as far as, like, something that I... find enjoyable, you know. It's a trade that is useless beyond all reason. If I start building guitars and selling them, you know, next month, well, then I'll say it was useful, but the simple fact is I'm doing it for my own enjoyment at this point.
But and, we should be, well, not we should be, if we could utilize that tool in schools,
right,
and give our youth a better education than we had.
Well, yeah.
And so again, when they come of age and they start taking on the world, it's a better world than what we're leaving right now.
I'm just kind of... I guess there's a part of me that's just rooted in old thought process, because it's like, if I had as much access to the information that's available now, back when I was in high school, and
yeah,
mind you, that was only like, what, 12, 13 years ago? Or 14 years, exactly 14 years ago. If I had the amount of knowledge that was available now, back then, I still would want to be trying to pick up a trade that I could do with my hands. A lot of what I hear nowadays from, you know, I can't remember what stupid YouTube video it was, but they were talking to kids about what they want to do with their life. And they just want to be YouTube stars by doing React videos and stuff like that. It's like, don't get me wrong, there's a market for it, obviously. But at the same time,
we were just
are you aspiring for nothing more than
a
screen jockey,
but
that may or may not do anything
keep
more
in
than
mind
keep you in your mom's basement, you know, rent.
The YouTube channel is the equivalent to what it was when we were young, which was being rock stars. Everyone wants to be famous.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that kind of famous. I don't want, you know, 6 million views on a video where I actually bonked my head. And
but
it's
you're
like,
not 12 years old right now.
Well, I know, but these were, you know, and again, it's one of those things too where I look at some of the goofy videos. I can't remember if it was Stephen Colbert or another comedy show, but they were going around asking college students these really kind of what should be fundamental questions of understanding our history and things like that. And they just had no fucking idea. So I have to wonder at some point, are we overusing the internet to the point where we're not actually storing knowledge? We're literally just finding it, saying, oh, that's what it is, and then never, ever thinking of it again.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Speaking of famous, Samantha.
You know someone?
She's up and coming. Samantha, I saw on your Facebook recently, you've posted essentially a poster for a play you're about to be doing.
Yeah.
We've talked about this, and the poster looks awesome.
Adorable.
How is it going?
It's going well. We actually just, we had our first read through of the full script, and we actually pushed back the date, by quite a bit. We just had our director officially sign on and commit. So, he really likes the script. We're all really happy with everything, but, instead of trying to do everything in 3 weeks, we wanted to give ourselves time, to over prepare, and we could be in the space.
So what you're telling me is you're giving me a chance to get out there. Thank you.
Yes. October 13th. Come see us all nude.
Awesome.
Well, not Mad Lab
Theater,
us, but...
10:30 in the evening.
No.
You don't want to see this.
Back up. Yeah. We're not all everybody. Going to be nude.
Yeah, Bryce, James, Big Jim, and myself.
There is going to be a special invite only after party where you can choose to be nude.
Once again, Bryce, James, and Danny are not going to be nude.
Well, the after party, you know, maybe.
Well, any party is an after party if there's nudity.
Too true.
I don't know. You live pretty close to Jim. He might be up for it.
Yeah.
He'll be sitting in the stands naked. I mean, I just see that happening.
Just with a big sign that says, "Yay, Sam." Just woo!
You'll know it's him because he'll have that sign, and he'll have, for no reason, a big old pot roast.
Strapped to his waist.
The sign will say, "Yay, Sam,
yay, Pete." I'm cooking some stuff for the after party over here.
Catering provided.
This cut of meat provided by Dancing Dance.
Meats and Dance. Cooked special by a Big Jim.
He's got like a full steak in his hand and he's just eating it and then just dripping.
Slowly as he's just like eyeing you like seductive.
Just letting the juices run down. It's like
into the hair. He's making eye contact with Samantha and Samantha only.
Just the whole show.
Thank God for stage lights, I won't be able to see
it. Chewing really slow.
Oh yeah.
That's hot.
And for some reason, very loudly, too.
Right, just...
So the play has laughter, it has serious moments, it has moments you're going to cry.
A lot of uncomfortable nudity.
Yes.
A lot of unhideable
nudity,
farts.
And then it circles back to uncomfortable.
Fair enough.
Well, no, I'm super excited psyched about for it. You. Yeah. Totally psyched because this is kind of, you know, you've been into this from the inception of it.
Yes.
Did you write any of it?
Yeah, we all had a hand in writing it.
Nice.
It was a group effort. There are two people that wrote like the larger chunks, but we've all sat down together, had our say, wrote some lines. We actually improvised the whole thing and we recorded it all. So that gave us a really good, so we knew where the story wanted to go, and we knew what points we had to hit. So then we just improv it all, and that gave a really good guideline as to what to write. So we all had a hand.
Nice. I feel bad because I almost want to say, you know, film it and send me a copy, but I understand what happens when something like that goes down. It just doesn't look right.
How do you explain that to your wife when you're watching naked
it's
Samantha?
It's Sam's nude show, dude. She put a lot of heart in this. Yeah, that wouldn't go
I'm not
over
hard,
well.
You're hard.
Shut up. See? Trouble could be
Dan
a brewing.
Broke Sam. James broke Sam. Sam's broke.
That might be the title of the episode, too.
I was just going through memes of the I'm not crying, you're crying.
I'm not hard, you're
that's,
hard.
That's where I come from.
I know, that's why I laughed so hard.
Nice.
Okay, definitely when it gets closer, maybe after you've had the initial show, want to hear totally about what the play's about, maybe, you know, talk about the script and everything, but I don't want to do it now because, spoilers.
Right. Yeah,
but
no.
We got to make
Ohio,
people want to go.
We
yeah,
got to
exactly.
We got to give you a full, you know, as long as we can show to
maybe next
tell
week we'll talk
about
the process cuz we talked a little bit before, but I would love to know more about how you guys have gotten into the comfort zone. Are you guys still doing the rehearsals and everything, losing less
dress?
Yeah,
oh,
less
we've
dresses.
Already been naked. We've already been naked. Our last three meetups, everyone's nude.
See, I definitely want to get into that process because honestly, just, you know, taking clothes off to shower in gym in high school was terrifying.
I would fuck with people while we were doing that, and I would start every
why do
every
I get
time
the
we had a
chases
her rehearsal, I would slowly turn up Barry White.
Nice. That's beautiful.
Let's get it on.
Walking around to people at rehearsal going, hey, yeah, this rag smells funny. Smell this.
Does it smell
like
chloroform?
Chloroform to you?
Like a demented chorus.
That's funny. Oh, also speaking of chorus, so if you're in Columbus, block your evening off 10:30 in the evening for October 13th.
It's a late
but
show.
But you're in Columbus this weekend, Saturday. It's all been on Radio Hours going on, and it is our first hour-long musical with all original music, and I helped write some of the songs.
Yay!
Hell yeah.
So big kudos to Samantha. She's doing great things. Eventually she's going to realize that she's much bigger than this show. And just
better off without us.
I just don't get paid yet, so.
As soon as that starts happening, we're
making
done.
Real money.
We are fucking done.
I wash my hands of you.
Uh-huh. Be gone, knaves!
So that just means that we need to make more money than they do.
Yeah, to keep Sam on payroll.
No, what we do is we let Samantha go, get paid, and then right after we announce like a huge deal where we're getting like millions of dollars, and then she'll be like, hey guys, remember, who are you? Stop calling.
No, you sound familiar, but I just
Menstrata,
I can't
you know.
Didn't we have a Menstrata? I can't remember.
Wasn't that one of my Elmo voices?
Yeah,
or
I think so, yeah.
You dicks. You know I love you guys.
Love you.
I wouldn't leave you.
And we
I
love you too,
so
and we
like,
fully
we had
support
so
you.
Many technical things for me to get back onto here. So.
Right?
We had
like,
a lot
I'm holding on to this for a long time. So
we are all rooting for
never
you. Can't wait to hear how things
never
go.
Never gonna let you down.
Aw, Bryce
oh,
is brick
name
rolling.
For Bryce.
That's
brick
cute.
Feels so special.
So I have not heard. I'm gonna try and reach out to our good friend Big Jim. I think he's only got a week or so left.
I think he might have two left.
He passed his first certification.
He passed his second.
His
yeah,
second.
He got through
yeah.
his second
oh,
now.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah.
God, and Sam, aren't you stalking Big Jim?
And the brother is celebrating 4 months sober, so kudos to you, Jim. Keep
fuck
it up.
Yeah, buddy.
Cannot wait to have
keep
him back on the
that
show.
Metal.
Yeah.
With his dick.
He can brush his chip.
It's called the extreme friction method.
His melted metal.
Nice.
It was kind of buried under Bryce, but that was fucking hilarious, Sam. Okay, so hopefully we'll have him back on the show soon. Can't wait to hear about all his exploits with the
Wolfie
Torch.
Hopefully he'll actually use a mic.
Hopefully.
Find out if he did set himself on fire at any point.
My bet's still three.
Still three. I don't know. I'm starting to think that maybe we were all wrong about Jim, and he's going to...
No. You see,
then again...
even a well-seasoned welder has set themselves on fire at least three times in their past, and most of them happened when they were learning. Just saying.
I can't
just
wait saying. To find out.
Right? So, yes,
you know
Sam, you have a lot to tell us, and we look forward to hearing from Big Jim as well.
So, that's all coming soon. Keep listening.
Hopefully.
Hopefully you're not too pissed off at us after this episode.
Don't be mad. We love you.
Never Trumper. I'm a never Trumper, so never Trumper attitudes don't scare you away.
Word.
If you don't fear the Cheeto in Chief, we are the show for you.
Right? Or
we
the IRS phone calls.
Or pretty much as long as you're not afraid of anything.
Yeah, you're good.
Before we go, I have just this fantasy of if
slower,
like,
slower.
I have this fantasy.
Yeah.
That, if I was
where's the Barry White music?
Bryce.
If I was to meet Trump and he like reaches out his hand to shake mine,
okay,
I would
this
say,
fantasy
no,
is getting
you.
Weird.
I know where that's been.
Been holding your
sad, pathetic little cock.
And I guarantee you don't use soap when you wash your hands.
Are you gonna stink palm him?
No, ooh. I would just say no thank you and walk away.
I might do that.
I would totally do
reach
that.
Reach up in the ass and just grab to something. Just, yeah. Here
and
you
then
go,
give
buddy.
Him a chocolate pretzel.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Just for you, buddy.
Just fucking just go. Nice to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you, Mr. President.
Just grab his hand with both
just
fucking
pull
hands.
Pull him around
and
like he does
him.
Other people.
Yank him forward.
God.
Make sure that hand's been in your crack for like good 2 hours. Just really get it on there.
Maybe a little extra on it, and so you can wipe it on his finger on the way out and go, hey, you got something on your face right here. And you wipe and give himself a nice little Hitler mustache. You know? It's like, enjoy
little
that.
Little red under his nose.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That fantasy got weird, and then it got epic.
Right? Yes.
You would be a god if you could get a shit stash on him.
Oh,
right?
Dude.
Just saying.
Like, just like your thumb, just a little Hitler stash.
It'd be really great if no one told him and he went on TV with
him. Like, you can't tell him shit.
I don't know what
like,
it is about this state, but you all smell like shit.
I've been smelling shit since I got off the plane.
That would be fucking hilarious.
And with that, we leave you. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.